But as it relates to the raid for today's daf, just to go back to the raid of yesterday's daf, and that is part two of the sugya with regards to putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we mentioned that there's a big time machlokes rishonim, whether one is obligated to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or to the contrary. Not only is one not obligated to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but it's actually usur for a person to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And really, this machlokes rishonim, whether you had tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not tefillin on Chol HaMoed, boils down to how to understand a Gemara Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a braisa in the name of Rabbi Akiva that discusses the makar that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva said, "Yochli yaniach adam tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov." You would think a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Omer, it says, "V'hoyla oisal yadcha ulitaytafes beneinacha." What's the purpose of tefillin? The purpose of tefillin is for it to be an ois. Misha tzricha an ois. So someone or a day that needs an ois is a day that requires tefillin. But Yatzu Shabbos v'yom tovim, with the exception of Shabbos v'yom tov, shehen gufan ois, Shabbos and yom tov themselves are an ois. You find the Torah referred to Shabbos as an ois, you find the Torah refers to as yom tov as an ois, and being that the days themselves are an ois, therefore, they do not need the ois at all. So we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yom tov, why not? Because tefillin, the tachlis of it, it's a mitzvah saseh day reisa, but the Torah was megalatos why we wear tefillin. V'hayolucha, the purpose is that it should be an ois. So a day that requires an ois, because it doesn't have an ois, such a day needs tefillin. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, the days themselves, hang goof on ois, and it's for that reason you don't wear tefillin. So really, the question of whether you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed boils down to whether Chol HaMoed itself is an ois, or Chol HaMoed is not an ois. So how do we figure out whether Chol HaMoed is an ois or is not an ois? Really what we need to do is take even a step further. Go back a little bit more, and that is, we have to understand what exactly is the ois of Shabbos, or more specifically related to Chol HaMoed, what exactly is the ois of Yom Tov? If we understand what the ois is, then we could try to understand whether Chol HaMoed has an ois, or Chol HaMoed does not have an ois. So we mentioned yesterday, it's a major machlokes rishonim, spoken from the Tshuvas HaRashba. We mentioned Tosfos in Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav, Tosfos in Ma'akot and Daf Yotes. We mentioned Rabbi Kiva Eger's Diak in Rashi and Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So we spoke at Raid as it relates to this Shaila, and really what emerged is it was a major, major machlokes rishonim. Whether or not yet tefillin, no tefillin, and really, like we said, boils down to what exactly is the ois of Yom Tov. Is the ois of Yom Tov the Issa Malachma? Is the ois of Sukkis maybe sitting in a Sukkah? The ois of Pesach is maybe the mitzvah of Matzah? Maybe it's the Issa Chametz? Bottom line is the major Machloikis Rishayim. This Machloikis Rishayim was brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the form of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch in Erechayim, Simin Lamed Aleph Sivkot and Aleph says, B'Shabbos v'Yontif, Asla Neich Tefillin. At Shabbos and Yontif, it's also for a person to wear Tefillin. M'pnei Sheheim Atzman Ois. Because Shabbos and Yontif itself is an Ois. V'im Menichon Behem Ois Acha. And if a person's going to go put on another Ois, Hoya Zilzul Ois Shalahem. It would be a zilzul for the ois on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Shulchan Aruch says, not only don't you have to wear Tefillin on Shabbos v'Yontif, Asr Lo HaNiach Tefillin. Why? Because Tefillin is an ois. If you're putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're suggesting that Shabbos and Yom Tov needs an ois. It doesn't, because Shabbos and Yom Tov itself is an ois. You're saying it's not an ois? Oh, you're being mezalzel on the ois in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins b'Shabbos and Yom Tov asal aneich tefillin. Sivkot and beis b'chol hamoed gam kein asal aneich tefillin mi atam hazeh ba'atzmai. A chol hamoed, it's also asal to wear tefillin for the same reason. She may chol hamoed gam hei mois, because chol hamoed is also an ois. Ramah says v'yesh oimrim she chol hamoed chayev b'tefillin, that a chol hamoed, a person is obligated to wear tefillin, v'chein noyagim b'chol galilois elu lahanicham b'moed, and that's the meaning in all our places. To wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed ulevarich aleihem and to make a bracha. Then the Ramah says, "Elo she'im mevarich aleihem b'kol ram be'beis haknesses." You try not to make the bracha aloud, k'moy b'shayit ma'is hashana, the way you would do on a regular day. But the bottom line is, machlokes mechaber Ramah erichaim simul amanalos of cotton base. Yet tefillin, no tefillin. Mechaber says no tefillin. The Ramah says yes tefillin. Again, this is the major machlokes rishonim, whether there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or to the contrary, it's actually aser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now this machlokes is actually interesting, because if you were ma'ayin a little bit in the poskim, it would seem that the stakes over here are very, very high. Now, obviously, we're talking about tefillin karkafta deloy manach tefillin. We know tefillin's a huge, huge deal. But specifically as it relates to tefillin achol hamoed, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kaira, in his Beis Yosef, on the Torah, writer in Siman Lamed Aleph, he quotes a Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh speaks by Richos way above my pay grade. But the Besoif says the Zohar that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the reason you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because Chol HaMoed has an ois, just like Shabbos and Yotav has an ois. So says the Zohar that if somebody's going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's going to be mezalzel the ois of Shabbos for Yontav, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And if he does that, he's going to be a begeder mevazes hamayados. And if somebody is a mevazes hamayados, the Mishnah says, ein loy chelek ba'olam haba, and the Zohar adds language, he's chayiv misa. And the Beis Yosef brings the Zohar. So the Zohar says, if somebody wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's chayiv misa. So this is already a whole different dimension. So we're not just dealing with, do we paskin like Tosfos, the Rashba, the Arzarua, Rashi, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritva, all the different Rishonim that talked about this in different places. This, now there's a Zohar. The Zohar just said that Yechayev Misa. And it seems from the Lashon, the Sprach of the Mechaber, that he was going to Shitasa in Beis Yosef, where he quoted this Zohar, and therefore he's not just telling you that you're not chayev to wear tefillin. B'chol amoy gam kein osel aniach tefillin mi'atam hazeh ba'atzmoy. But Tamazah what? What he said in the previous Sifkaton, which is that if a person wears tefillin on Shabbos V'yontif, it's a zilzul to the ois of Shabbos V'yontif. And that's what he's saying. That if somebody's going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's being mezalzel in the tefillin. Just one other maramakim, as far as the other perspective goes, and that is a tshuva from the Marshal. The Marshal is in Shailos Tshuvas Marshal. It's Siman Tzadik Ches. He too discusses this Shaila about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Just listen to a few lines. This is Dvarim that are Koshen Kegidin, but just a few lines. Da Ahuvi. He says, you should know Ahuvi. Chadoshim Mikarav Bo. There are people that have come recently. Veroitzim Liois Mikata Mikubalim. They want to be from the Chabura Mikubalim. Umi Medroshe Hanelomim. Vechulu Vechulu. And they say, Shekach Matsu Besifri Rashbi. That they found in the Svarim of Shimba Echai. That you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'da'a huvi, you should know. Shekol raboisai v'avoisai, all my rebbes and all my zaydes, haktoshim, sheshimshu ga'inei oylam, hu ha'meshamish ga'inei oylam, ro'isi mehem shloi nagu kein. I saw that they didn't fear zech like this Zohar. El kedivrei ha'talmud v'apoiskim. They followed the Talmud and they followed the poiskim. Now, it's interesting because the Gemara doesn't talk about whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Hence this major shayla. But it says the Marshal, they went kedivrei ha'talmud v'apoiskim. V'mhoi Rab Shimon ba'yichoy oimei lefaneinu. So said the Marshal, if Rab Shimon ba'yichoy was standing in front of us, v'tzoveach l'shanes ha'minik shenagu ha'kadmoinim, and he would be yelling and screaming, don't wear tefillin lo yashkechinim be'yis. I wouldn't listen. That's what he said. I wouldn't listen. Because that's not the Messiah that we have. It's not what I saw by my fathers. Not what I saw by my Zaydis. Not what I saw by my Rebbes. That's not what I saw. So this is mamash a confusing Shaila. Mitzadach you have the Beis Yosef who quotes the Zohar who says that if someone puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's a mevazes hamayadis, which is a dover chomer ad ha-moed. And the Marshal said that I know that as I stay in Zohar, and the Zohar comes from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but la halacha, if Rav Shimon bar Yochai was standing here and he was tzoveach, it's not something that we would listen to. But again, this is the Shaila. It's a machlokes rishonim. It comes down to lomdus. We spoke at yesterday, three different mahalchim. Had to understand exactly what this machlokes rishonim is. But clearly, there's more than meets the eye. And when you dig deeper and you go into the world of Pnimius HaTorah, there's a Zayim, it's a Marshal, and there's a lot happening over here. But just to speak out two interesting ha'aras related to the Shaila. The first is a little more halachadik. The second one is a little bit more drushtik. And that is, so we have a Shaila. Yeah, tefillin on Chol HaMoed, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Mechaber says, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah paskins that you are supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tefillin at the end of Siman Lamed Aleph. So we're discussing now Siman Lamed Aleph. That's Din Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yontif U'B'Chol HaMoed. This is in Siman Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah Brura at the very end of the Siman says, quote, five words, B'Chol HaMoed Ein Lahaniach Shal Rabbeinu Tam. On Chol HaMoed, a person shouldn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So even if someone's minig is to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and even if someone's minig is like the Ramah, to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but to wear Tefillin shall Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed, says the Mishnah Brura, b'chol HaMoed ein laniach shal Rabbeinu Tam. Mishmur doesn't say a reason. There's no Maramakim here in the Sha'ar Tzion. He doesn't send you anywhere. But the Makar to this Mishnah Berurah is a Prima Gadim. It's right here in Siman Lamed Aleph. The Prima Gadim says very, very clearly, V'yir, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, Ein La'anicha M'chalamayit. The Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, you shouldn't wear a Chalamayit. Says the Prima Gadim, every word. Ki azoyar maflig v'oynish. The Zohar was maflig, literally, in terms of the oynish of someone that wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if that's the case, v'day b'tefillin d'Rashi. I think it's maspik if you wear tefillin d'Rashi. Not a good idea to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. V'svek sveika nami hava. And besides, says the Prima Gadim, really it's a svek sveika. What's a svek sveika? Shema halacha Chol HaMoed pater. Because could be the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, like all the Rishonim, Taisus, the Rajba. They ain't not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'shem halacha k'Rashi. And there's another suffix that maybe the halacha is like Rashi. So there's a svek sveika, and because of svek sveika, you shouldn't wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. As if to say, every single day, it's chad sveika, it's only one suffix. Maybe the halacha is like Rashi, but, or maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So chad sveika, you wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. If that's your minig, that's what you do. But on Chol HaMoed, now there's a double sveika. There's two reasons not to wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, because maybe the halacha is like Rashi, and besides, even if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, so you're getting it right when you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but at the same time, there's a bechina b'im avazah samayadis, and maybe the halach is like the machaber, like Shulchan Aruch, the Rashbi was maflik. So says the Prima Gadim that it's a svek sveika, and because it's a svek sveika, so it's for that reason, says the Prima Gadim, you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now the truth is that if you take the Prima Gadim at face value, it's really tzorich bir k'tzas. Why? Because the Prima Gadim is saying, don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You know why? Because it's a svek sveika. So I ask you a kasha. If wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is a svek sveika, then wearing Rashi's tefillin is also a svek sveika, right? Chari, it's the same svek sveika. Maybe the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe the halach is an Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to wear tefillin. What's the cheshmin of the Prima Gadim? Don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You know why you shouldn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Because I'll tell you two reasons not to put the spirit tefillin on. Number one, maybe Rashi's right. And number two, even if not, maybe you're not supposed to wear tefillin today. Because Chol HaMoed, maybe Chol HaMoed really has an ois, like all those Rishonim. L'churi, you could say the same thing regarding Rashi's tefillin. Maybe the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if the halach is like Rashi, maybe you're not supposed to wear tefillin. So l'churi m'mon afshach. If you're telling me out svek sveika, meaning you're hearing a suffix, maybe the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe not. So just like you see a svek sveika when you're donning Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you should l'churi see the same svek sveika when you're donning Rashi tefillin. And if that's the case, why are you wearing tefillin ever on Chol HaMoed? You should say that once upon a time, everyone knew what tefillin was. So they knew what tefillin was, so they say this. So if we know for sure what tefillin is, you put on tefillin. But hey, it's hanged. It's a suffix what tefillin is. Machlik is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So every single time you're handling, putting on tefillin, it's always going to end up being a svek sveika. L'chura, a little bit of an aura. But the truth is, again, from the lashon of the Prima Gadim, it's an aura. But really, we've spoken out many times a tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein, a Nigas Moshe, and it's an Erechaim Chelik Dalet. It's tshuva test. It's a very, very famous tshuva. The tshuva was written about Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. The tshuva was written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And really, in that tshuva, Rav Moshe explains very, very clearly why it is that there's a minig Yisrael to be Machmir Rabbeinu Tam. So the background to this story is that Rav Moshe, it seems, for a very extended period of time, didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe tried lobbying Rav Moshe to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and it seems that he sent him a sefer. Incidentally, one of the Cheshuvei Chabad is a Yid, Rabbi Yehuda Klatman Shlita. He's also Echad Mibnei HaChabura. I'm in touch with him on a regular basis. And the first time that we spoke out, first time during this machzer, that we spoke out this tshuva was in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Beis, will be a related raid bite to today's daf. So he called me and he told me, shared with me many different anecdotes. He was actually the Nichnas V'yotza. He's the one, he was one of the Seifrim of the Rebbe, and he's the one that brought the tefillin to Rav Moshe. So a lot of interesting, colorful anecdotes related to this whole episode. But the bottom line is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe tried getting Rav Moshe to put on tefillin. And Rav Moshe wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe tshuva, and he told him, I'll explain to you why I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. First, he told him that when he was in Luban, he did wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But what happened was, when he came to America, he couldn't take everything with him. He said he had to leave a lot of Sfarim behind, he had to leave a lot of Ksavim behind, and he had to make a difficult decision. He had to leave his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin behind as well. And he said that when he came to America, he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but then those tefillin, they weren't kosher so much anymore, and he hasn't worn it ever since. And he explained to the Rebbe as follows. He said, the emes is that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and says that a Yerushamayim should be Yotzi Deishneim, it's not because the Shulchan Aruch ever had a suffix, whether we passing like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. He says, there's Raya's Beruroys that we passing like Rashi. And that's why every Bar Mitzvah boy, when he puts on tefillin, he puts on Rashi's tefillin. He doesn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Why? Because we passing like Rashi. What do you mean? If it's a Sveika Deiraisa, you would put on two pairs of tefillin to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. The Teretz is no suffix. It was Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And just like so often, when there's a machlokes rishonim, we're machri and we paskin. It's not too over here. We paskin that the halacha is like Rashi. So it's true there's a machlokes rishonim, but at the end of the day, we paskin. He says, how come people wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? What's the reason for it? He says, because historically, there were many kehilas that followed Rabbeinu Tam. And before the Shulchan Aruch maybe was even machriya that the halacha is like Rashi, there were kehilas that rightfully followed Rabbeinu Tam. So because there were so many people that followed Rabbeinu Tam, and there was such a strong minig in Jewish history to put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, so therefore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin remained part of Yahadus, and that's why even the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an Indian lekatchila maybe to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Yeri Shemaim, Yetzi Deshneim. But it's not because there's a legitimate suffix. In Halacha, we paskin like Rashi, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Moshe said that a person has no choice but to wear tefillin. It's one of the mitzvahs. You have to do your best. You try to find the best sefer, you put on the best pair of tefillin you can put on, and you're Yetzi the mitzvah. If it's b'diyevet, what are you going to do? You'll be Yetzi the mitzvah b'diyevet. But Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is different. Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Rabbeinu Tam is extra credit. So if you could do a lekatchila, do it. But he said, I didn't ever had a way to do a lekatchila. I never found a sefer that could do it the way I wanted it. And it's for that reason, I never wanted to do it. So it seems Lubavitcher Rebbe told Ramosha, I'll send you a sefer. And he sent him a sefer, and he made him his new tefillin. Ramosha was very happy, and he told him, Yatzashem, he's going to wear it. He told him he has the money already put aside. He instructs him, there's a half the truth, is halachas and ilchastam, where he tells him exactly how to do it. But that's Ramosha. But here's the point. The point is that Rav Moshe said very clearly that we paskin like Rashi, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The halach is like Rashi. There's no sfeika de dina whether the halach is like Rashi or the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like Rashi. So if we paskin like Rashi, it's poshet. It's poshet what the Prima Gadim said. Again, I don't know if this is what the Prima Gadim means because the Prima Gadim says sofik. He says sveiko. So it sounds like the Prima Gadim is actually hearing another tzad. I am the related raid by it. Then we spoke at a tshuva from Yitzchak Chanan and Bar Yitzchak where it's also mashma that he understood that the machlokes is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is a real suffix in halacha. But the fear of Moshe's psak, that Rabbeinu Tam was never a suffix in halacha. And it's partial, we always paskin like Rashi. So therefore, to put on Rashi's tefillin, so again, the sheet is that hold, you're supposed to wear tefillin, you put on tefillin. What are you telling me? It's a svek sveipka? Maybe we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We for sure paskin like Rashi. And because we for sure paskin like Rashi, therefore you have to put on Rashi tefillin. As it relates to Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So if we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is a Yari Shemaim Yetzi Deishneim. If the whole in is a Yari Shemaim Yetzi Deishneim, so therefore, it's poshet that there would be no Inyan to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Not just that, because of what the Rashbi was mafligan in the Zayir, and because there are shitas that old that you're not supposed to wear tefillin, so to stand put on tefillin to be a Yari Shemaim Yotzi Deishneim, that already is something that you shouldn't do. That's the first Torah.